spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy Thursday. Little Friday for everybody. Alley party in today for Monsieur Gatos. You guys might know her as Allie Vetner, our esteemed and amazing former colleague here. You're spending some time with us today. We appreciate that.
That was a beautiful, beautiful introduction. Thank you.
Sweet. That's it. The rest of it's all downhill from there.
Thank you for not calling me chubby yet.
You're going to do that later, and that's going to be a you thing. I want everybody to know we participated in none of this, but fun will be had. Not fun. Let's jump right into it. A woman's murdered. It is a bizarre situation. A hiker. And you hike a lot. And you were telling us stories about that. We'll touch on that in a second. But
correct.
It is... Yeah, Bruce and I looked yesterday. Bruce was like, because Bruce was in for the last couple of days, and he was showing me where, like, they found her body. And we think she was murdered in the ruralest part of some sort of canyon. She was not.
Yeah. No, it's truly right in a backyard almost. You know, you think about the Scottsdale, North Phoenix area and the fact that we all see these beautiful pictures in people's backyards, and you've got fences that can overlook the beautiful desert landscape, and houses were yards away from where this happened.
You're like, you can see a Whole Foods from there.
Exactly. It's not far from a Whole Foods. What was it? 64th Street and, right near Mayo Boulevard. Like, right by Mayo, the Mayo Clinic. It's not a bad part of town. It's not a rural, you know, remote area. It's concerning.
The thing when I was like, because, you know, then you start to break it down and you're like, okay, dude just walking by, right? Somebody out there waiting to catch somebody? Because it was also 9 in the morning or whatever, right? 9:30 in the morning.
She was found dead at 10:45 in the morning on Saturday.
So was it... Because the first thing I came to my mind is... Guy that's stalking her. Guy who knew her. Guy who's stalking her.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, you think about police are saying that she was found a day later. They have reason to believe that she was killed on Friday morning. But the fact that they found her a day later, but you're hiking in the middle of the day time in a, you know, neighborhood area. Someone's got to see something. They've already got video evidence of a potential suspect.
How
did this happen?
Everybody saw. How do you know it's a suspect? You're like, well, I don't know. It's 105 degrees.
And he's
got a
running
backpack.
With a backpack and a hoodie on. Or so.
Or maybe he found the body and thought, oh my God, I want to be involved with this because they're going to say it's me.
Yeah.
But I just... It's a weird situation. And you were talking about, like, you hike, you know, mm-hmm. you're a lovely young lady. You're going to be out there hiking. Your husband and your family are not thrilled by some of the places you go because you're now seeing homeless people everywhere.
Yeah. I used to live in Central Phoenix before my husband and I got married, and I would hike in like the Dreamy Draw area. And it's not uncommon that you would be hiking and you would see someone that would maybe just be, you know, camping out, maybe sleeping in the parking lot, and you never know. But also there's plenty of reasons to be unsafe. You could accidentally not hear a mountain biker flying around the corner and they take you out accidentally, and or rattlesnakes.
You have the fear of the snake.
I was talking about the rattlesnakes earlier, but it's very common for myself to go hiking by myself, and I don't wear headphones because I want to hear what's around me, whether it's a person that's hiding in the bushes or if it's a rattlesnake. But this is creepy.
It is. And you're like, is it a serial killer? Is it a stalker boyfriend?
Yeah.
Or is it just a rando wandering down the thing and tried to sexually assault her? And then, you know, but it's, you know, and we're going to talk about it later because we're getting to that time where everybody thinks, oh, it's the best time to go hiking. It's when 142 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Because I can't wait to take a helicopter ride because that's kind of my favorite thing. Let's switch from there to we're number 37. That's a rank. That's the best states to live in. We're number 37. I just want you guys to soak that up. Now, for business, we're number 5, but for education and healthcare, we suck.
We're 37. We're 37th. Come on, everybody, chant.
We're 37. Yeah, so we're 37th in rankings, and I was looking at it thinking... So much they said they put not on business, because normally you think, well, what's the business climate like? Yeah. Our business climate here is great. So we're number 5.
Well, when
your education system isn't very good.
What's the mean, median, and mode we've got going on?
Because it's like, you know, you've got Tom Horn, doing his thing. Before that, you know, you've had it's been a nightmare. And each, there's no pay for teachers.
No, but I also remember when I was a reporter here and how many KTAR Eyes on the Economy stories I was covering. And Governor Ducey was at whatever, you know, cutting the ribbon of whatever business coming here. And we do have that going for us.
That's huge.
Or we did.
And that's why when the economy eventually goes, which is going to happen, it's going to be better for us than it was in 2008.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't here for 2008. I lived in California. It's like, oh, your house was worth $1 million. Now it's worth $890,000. But in 2 weeks, it'll be back. It's not that here. When I moved out here, houses around our house were going for virtually nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't give them away. And now it is roared back and it's sustainable. But you can't move businesses here if you have a failed education because
correct.
Unless you've got amazing, private schools everywhere.
Well, I was going to say, like, you want to talk about how many people are moving here because of the jobs and the CHIP plan and the this and the that. Well, those people that are working great jobs and they come from, you know, an education background and they themselves had good schooling. Where are they going to send their kids if they're, you know, planting their roots here?
Yeah, because our colleges are awesome. Right? You guys all went to ASU, right?
Like, I didn't.
No, where'd you go?
Arizona Christian University.
Oh,
Firestorm, baby.
What?
Firestorm.
Is this the name of your team?
I guess, yeah.
The Firestorm.
I don't know. I just played soccer once.
That was awful. Firestorm.
Yeah.
Whoa, awesome, man. With Cyclones.
Whatever.
We're a fire
Where'd
cyclone.
Where'd you go to college, Chad?
Hard Knocks.
Oh, that makes sense. That checks out.
Farnham.
That checks out. Say no more.
Horrible little sixth form called Farnham.
Okay.
We were awful. We didn't have school.
Hold on. I also would like to say I went to Scottsdale Community. Go Chokes. Artichokes, baby.
Go Chokes. But our upper, far as our education, higher education, way better than, you know, because ASU used to be a joke. Like, that's, like, even now, it's like, Jack says to his mom, goes, you know, my son's 12. He goes, oh, ASU is pretty awesome. His mom's all, has no idea what it's become. She goes, that's just a party school.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, it's not a party school anymore like
it
was.
One of my favorite jokes from the David Spade talks about if you have a business degree from ASU, it basically is a bar napkin that says, I read good.
A good reader. Our high schools, some good ones,
ones.
Middle school, some good ones. But, you know, elementary school, some good. But for the most part, that's where,
I will, and I would like to chime in because I have
that's
family.
Why we brought you in.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. My time. I have a family that works in education. My dad is a teacher. My sister was a teacher. She has since left the profession for obvious reasons, and she now works.
She hates kids?
No. She had a master's degree, and she was not being treated a certain way, and it was just frustrating. Well, my dad was retired, and then he went back to teaching because he thought, you know what? I could make a difference. People are leaving this profession. And now my dad is so frustrated seeing, you know, what's now happening. But he is making a difference. And he's teaching economics in high school. And sometimes I do worry about him, you know, when kids talk back to him, how my dad will react sometimes because I was raised like
times
that.
Times have changed.
Yeah, times have changed. But we need that in schools today. We talk about
no discipline.
Yeah.
That's the scary part. No, you know, Gatos and I talk, you know, Gatos is a super pro teacher. And I'm, you know, look, I'm pro teacher too. But he gets on Tom Horn, rightly so. But when Tom Horn talked about discipline, Gatos was like, well, are they bringing back the swatting? We had more teachers and people and parents go, yeah, we need more discipline. The kids came back after COVID and it was 10 times worse.
Yeah. Well, and like even when I was in high school, like kids were still challenging teachers and talking back and disrespecting and telling them to shut up or whatever. I can't even imagine if I said that to my teacher and my father found out about it. But the fact that now they're on their phones and they're like, it's all good, dude. No worries. Blah, blah, blah. Throw their feet up on the desk, calling my dad, dude. I'm like, ooh, that's not going to work out for you.
Your dad came from the old school.
Yeah.
Old school.
I think he too went to Hard Knocks.
That's a good school. It's good. Very good. It produces, you know what? Produces good people because we go through hard times and hard times make strong people. Strong people make good times. Good times make weak people. So I'll let you guys know that.
That was deep. Thank you
deep.
For that.
Thank you guys
for
very welcome.
Well, thank you all for tuning in. And there we go. There's the show.
Allie Party's here for us. Kamala Harris, if you're going to say, hey, you've done a great job at the border. You have. It's fantastic. Now can you fix AI? She is leading the AI charge today as the White House tries to figure out what to do with AI. We'll talk about that. A lot of other stuff. Straight ahead, Allie Pardee, a.k.a. Allie Vedder, a.k.a. Allie.
That's all you need to know.
Is in the house today, in for Gatos. He'll be back next week. It is the Gatos and Chad Show. Just told my wife that Blippi's coming to town. You guys don't know Blippi is. If you've got kids and they're younger, Blippi rocks hardcore. But so he's going to be doing a stage show. That's going to be awesome. So, yes, Charlie is 4.5. We will be going to see Blippi. I'm so hot.
Not Janet?
Not Janet. Not Janet. No, I wouldn't see Michael, by the way, if he was here. Because you guys know me. If you guys listen to the show, no. If they're in my house, I'm like, why are you in my house? That's how I roll. AI is taking over the world. We're talking about the greatness of AI, the fear of AI. The technology that's out there is tremendous. In fact, before the show, Allie was talking about the fact that they believe AI is on its way to solving blindness and not, you know, like macular degeneration as opposed to, you know, people who need to have cataract surgery. We're talking about regenerating cells in the eyes to take you back to what your youth was. It is crazy. At the same time, they're going to be our rulers.
I truly can't fathom it. It's creepy. It's like, at what point when the AI, the computers, the robots, they know that, like, we control them? Like, at what point do they recognize that we're a threat?
Already.
Yeah.
They have. There are four supercomputers right now that they believe think at human level. Already have an understanding of what they are, and that is terrifying.
So this just goes back to, like, us being our own worst enemy, considering, like, we created this problem and we are too lazy because now we have these, you know, things writing papers for us and doing work for us and, you know, solving blindness for us. And now we're going to be led to a bigger problem.
This is the way I've always... Now, like, again, Kamala Harris will probably... We'll have some audio, I'm sure, later. She is spectacular. I just want to point that out. She is... I say that in jest because she's awful. She's awful. She's always been awful. She was never good at her job in California. She wasn't good at her job as senator. They picked her because she checked a bunch of boxes. She's not good at any of this, and they're terrified because she's still on the ticket, and the fear is that, you know, Biden's going to die and she's going to be president. But AI is so amazing. My other company, all we use is AI. We don't use anything else anymore. Throughout the day, it's AI. It cuts everything down in you know, what would take 10 hours takes 10 minutes. It's incredible. I see the fear. I understand it. And at the same time, as excited as I am about it, I am nervous because I do use it. Where it started out, when I first started, we were goofing around with Midjourney, which is this this incredible picture thing that they can do and all this. Where it started out, it was like a kid drawing a stick figure. Where it is now is they produce pictures that
realistic.
Humans look
at. Yeah. Well, like, and I literally had a conversation yesterday with my friend. He sent me a video and he's like, watch the first 30 seconds of this and tell me what you think. And I was like, that's not a real person. And he's like, you're right. And it's like, it looks like it almost could be, but because I watched it closely and I was listening, they haven't mastered, like, the monotone thing, that whole, like, inflection thing. They still need to work on that a little bit, but it's, I mean, some of them,
well,
I guess.
Now there are ones that are just audio alone that are incredible. And you worry about the deep fakes, you worry about this.
Yeah.
But we can't stop it. We need to figure out how we get ahead of it and control it because our enemies are working on it. China's working on this.
And there's those scams that you hear about where it's like so-and-so calls you and says that they have your kid and that if you don't wire them this money, whatever. What happens when they, like, can all of a sudden, like, personalize the voice and make it sound like me?
They can. They've already, there's a lady. Like, what if you call, though, and you're like, hey, we got your kid. And they're like, which kid? We're like, this kid. I'm like, I don't like that kid. You got the wrong kid.
What's wrong with
you?
The
good kid's in the house.
My gosh.
But there was a lady, was it last week, here in Arizona, where they made it sound like her daughter because they went online and they grabbed 2 or 3 minutes of her voice on Snapchat or whatever it was, could replicate it. And it wasn't, her friend called 911 in a panic.
Thinking,
and her friend was told, and I went, oh, this is a scam.
Yeah, at least some of those people register that. How often do they target, you know, the elderly?
The elderly.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to tell the difference.
No,
they're
that's
not.
Horrible.
It's going to be scary. It's going to be absolutely scary. So be prepared. We'll find out what happened at the White House today. They're trying to slow it. You can't slow it down. How do you get in front of it? How do we keep it safe is the big thing, because we're going to have to, because our enemies are working on it. Luckily, China can't do anything with it because their restrictions of their press and what people are allowed to know, China's AI is 10 years behind because they restrict everything.
But they're watching us on TikTok.
They're watching us on TikTok. That's the other side of it. May the 4th be with you. I just want to say that. That's horrible. Who came? Was it Burns earlier that came in? It was very, because I was making fun of...
His shirt was very tasteful with a little Star Wars flair. What was that? What spaceship was it? The Death Star? The fact that I know that.
Was it the Enterprise? I know that.
Star. Is that what it is?
The Millennium, no, Falcon.
Millennium Falcon.
Whatever.
The Death Star.
That's something to do with Star Wars, is it not?
Yes, it's... Yes.
Woo! 1 point for Allie.
It's a pretty low bar you just said.
Whatever. We did talk about...
The Enterprise? Was that the Enterprise?
We did talk about Star Tours and the fact that that's basically just a storage unit that they put you in and make you watch... They don't make you.
You gotta go here and watch this.
You buy a $200 ticket to put on 3D glasses and
it
get vertigo.
It shakes you violently.
And get vertigo,
basically. But who is it today? So who's the governor today?
Well, I don't know if it's today, but yesterday, the Secretary of State, Adrian Fontes, declared it May the 4th. Is Star Wars Day officially in Arizona.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, that's what he chose to do as governor.
Not like the lady in Idaho when the governor went away on a vacation and she took over and she changed all the rules to everything. So may the 4th be with you nerds out there. All right, a lot of stuff still to get to here in the Gatos and Chad Fiesta of Fun. Allie Vardy in for Gatos today and tomorrow. Democrats mad at Biden for a reason because they're not thrilled by what's going on at the border. And Republicans, they're mad at Biden. He can't win for losing. And hiking in the heat, because we talked about hiking in some of the dangerous areas because of people. There's another dangerous thing out there. It's called the heat. We'll talk about that straight ahead. Get us in Chat Show.
President really trying to walk a fine line here. On the one hand, you have Republicans who have pounced, saying that he has taken a more lax immigration policy stance than, of course, his predecessor, former President Trump. But then you have Democrats accusing him of taking too hard of a line.
Yeah. So which way will it go? We're a week away from the end of Title 42, which it should have ended a long time ago. Nobody's in the pandemic. And the reason it ends on the 11th is because that's when the pandemic, in the theory, officially ends. Nationwide here for us, because they signed that it has to end pandemic thing, where which basically says you don't have to be vaccinated anymore for all these wacky things that they put in. But Title 42 is going to have a large swath of people getting ready to come here, and the Border Patrol, and Allie's in for Gatos this week, the Border Patrol, it said don't listen to anything the White House had to say. That's one of the guys tweeted out that, one of the editors of Border Patrol, because they're lying. And they've already encountered over the last 3 days almost 23,000 people. A bad day's 1,000. That was a busy day.
And what happens?
7,000 people a day. It's going to go crazy. So this goes away. And you went down to Mexico and you were talking about, I've never seen so many border agents.
Yeah. And like, mind you, we went to Rocky Point. So we're going through Lukesville. Like, it's like, you know, the normal pathway from the valley to, you know, everyone wants to call it like the South Valley, going to Rocky Point. And again, usually those checkpoints before getting to the actual border, you just breeze through them. You know, half the time people aren't there, whatever. I've never seen so many agents and or dogs. You know, we saw, you know, agents with dogs on the side of the road. Meanwhile, it also wasn't just like a stop and they asked us, you know, where are you coming from? How long are you going to be here? It was like I don't want to be too dramatic. I would say like an 6-minute conversation.
Which normally they just kind of wave you through, and it's not even like that anymore. And they're expecting a ton.
Yeah.
They expect, Doug Nichols, who's the mayor of Yuma, said 600 plus thousand on the other side. I don't know what it's going to look like, but now the Democrats are upset because they're thinking it's making it too hard. It's a simple fix. If you fix the asylum process and you tell people, hey, yeah, you can apply for asylum, but you got to wait for whatever country you're in.
Correct.
This changes everything.
Yeah.
We'd have more people getting in here illegally, but now they just abuse it, and it is going to get much
worse. It's a sad and broken system. That how long have we all been talking about it being a sad and broken system?
Since well before you were born.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when I was a kid, it was a one-time thing. Reagan, Tip O'Neill, you don't know those people, but they're much back from the day. And when there
much
was,
back from the
Much
day.
Back from the way back. They said, look, we're going to give amnesty to 1 million people, and this is the last time we're fixing the border. That's been 40 years, and the border isn't fixed, and it's not getting fixed anytime soon. Let's talk about you. I was asking you today, because you were over there doing an interview, yeah. And it's heat week.
It is, yeah. So just all things heat, summer, in the city of Phoenix. And the fact of the matter is that it's now the beginning of May and we've seen 100 degree temperature, I think once at least.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get hotter. So how can we prepare? How can we respond and mitigate the heat? And at the end of the day, we all know if you live in the valley, be prepared. Go get hydrated. Don't hike in the heat. Don't leave a kid or a pet in a hot car. All that type
what
of
is
stuff.
What is the shut down the hiking trails temperature?
105 degrees and or an excessive heat warning, which is one in the same, essentially. But it's Camelback and Piestewa Peak, those trails. And at the end of the day, it's a mid-morning closure to like a mid-afternoon closure. So it's still hot out, but they're trying to, you know, mitigate how many people are going to be hiking at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when it's 105.
Yeah, bunch of idiots.
It doesn't
we had somebody, you know, Bruce was here for the last couple of days, and he says he blames it on all of the concierge and the people that work at hotels at like the Biltmore who tell everybody, oh, you should go hiking, and they have no idea where they're going, and they also are completely ill-prepared for how much of that do you see out there?
I mean, I will say that there's probably a vast majority that are out-of-towners coming to visit, and they're not prepared for these trails that they're, oh, let's go hike Echo Canyon. No, that is like the Black Diamond Trail. Why are you on that right now? But there's also like, take into consideration, you could be, you know, a very avid hiker that is seasoned, you know these trails, and all of a sudden, maybe you sprain your ankle, you have a heart attack, you get bit by a rattlesnake. Those are also mountain rescues that are going to happen.
Big theme with the rattlesnake in the show.
I know, sorry. I don't know. I feel like there are a lot of rattlesnakes. We need to point that out. I'm sorry.
For me. They don't like
me. They personally have an agenda for me, my dog, our home. I don't know. Yeah. I have a target on my back, apparently.
So it's fine out there. If you see rattlesnakes, they don't want anything to do with you.
I feel like
they want nothing to do with you. They just want to get away. They're not here to. The biting's the last thing they want to do.
Good Lord, I hope so.
Yeah, so, because I see them all the time. You know, we'll go out.
Well, you probably have like 12 as pets.
No, I know, no.
You're like I got snake kids. Charmer. You got
I
a
got
little...
kids, and I tell everybody, once I got kids, no more poisonous stuff, because, you know, they're kids. I can't
have
that
around. Can't your lizards, like, eat you alive? Aren't they that size?
No, Norman's 7 feet right around that? There. He's not going to eat me alive. He's terrified of things.
You've seen those like news stories, right?
Yeah, some Komodo dragons. Norman's the little brother of the Komodo dragon, but he would not eat me alive. He is hilarious. You go near him, he's shy, super shy, and he'll come out and he'll climb all over you like he's a big dog. Yeah, but they're not going to eat you.
What do you do with him?
Take him for walks. We have fun with him. Go swimming. And this year is the first year he gets to swim in the pool, so he's pretty pumped.
Oh, God. Yeah. You got to send me a video
of
that.
Send
that makes
he
me
is,
feel so uncomfortable.
He is super excited about swimming in the pool because he's got a big pond he swims in now, but the pool's going to be fun because he enjoys. He goes outside. We take him for walks all the time, and he roams. He does what lizards do.
What do your neighbors think?
They think it's hilarious. Norman got out one time, went into my neighbor's house, to his garage, and he was laughing.
Oh, I would immediately call 911 on you.
No, he comes over and goes, Chad, your big lizard's in my garage. And I went, come on, Norman. Oh. I went and grabbed him. They were just laughing. It's crazy. Hey, is this the right thing? Am I supposed to read the hottest tickets thing? Is this the right one? Are we sure? All right, I don't want anybody yelling at me. Score the hottest tickets in town. Suns playoff tickets. Just text ticket to 411923. Register and listen for your name today during the 7 a.m. pass, 11 a.m. pass, 4 p.m. coming up for your chance to qualify for game 3 and 4 tickets to see the Suns take on the Nuggets tomorrow night. That's tickets to 411923. We'll talk a little bit about the Nuggets coming up. Voted off a plane. Should we allow that to happen starting sooner rather than later? Allie Pardee, a.k.a. Allie Vendor, a.k.a. The Allie, in the house for Gatos. It is The Gatos and Chad Show.
Drive home with The Gatos and Chad Show.
The V
video posted to TikTok shows a full-blown argument between passengers on board a Frontier Airlines flight. At one point, a man even throws money at another passenger. A passenger says that a couple argued with a flight attendant over a seat before being removed. All this unfolded as the plane bound for Atlanta sat on the tarmac on Monday afternoon. Ground crew members in orange vests eventually pulled the couple off, and watch what happens next. Other passengers take a vote on throwing a third person off the plane who they were arguing with.
If you want her removed from the flight, please raise your hand.
The tribe has spoken.
So let me summarize this for you.
Please.
There was squabbling on an airplane, and it's Frontier, so expect that to happen.
Was someone clipping their toenails?
Who knows what that seems like something.
What was the root of this?
So they argued, they fought, and they said, "Dad, you're gone." Right? So they throw this person out. And in throwing this person out, there was another person. I don't know if this person was the instigator or if they were with them. They decided, you know what? Let's do this the right way. Let's have a vote on the airplane to see if this other person is gone. And they tossed them out. That is very much the way of the pirates. Pirates were the first of democracy.
How did they vote?
Raise your hand.
So tell me this. They vote by raising their hand. Say I raise my hand and I'm sitting next to this problem person on the plane, and then the vote outweighs the person gets to stay on the plane. Now I have to sit next to that person the rest of this flight?
Maybe you should recuse yourself. Look, I recuse myself from this.
What if you're the determining factor? What if it's a really close one? Is there
what if it's like Senate, where the vice president gets the voting?
The pilot has to come back and do the vote.
Yeah, they're right. Far enough away from potentially.
From the scuttlebuttle. God, it's Frontier Airlines. You know? They came up with that $4.99 last week.
My mom's been flying a lot lately, and she, like, I think she took one Frontier flight, and then I was like, Mom, you know, just let me buy your plane ticket. Like, we don't need to be flying that. Like, come on.
It's fun. Look at that shit. You're not getting that in many other places. Where else are you going to get a full
in-flight
brawl?
Entertainment. Sometimes there's like a peace of mind of like just knowing it's going to be like a chill flight and you're not going to have to deal with that.
I think we have changed since the pandemic. All kidding aside, because I have never seen so much. Maybe there was a lot more, but I've flown my entire life and I never saw chaos like this.
No, it all started like, yes, I think there's always been drama on flights. But yeah, when you force someone to wear a mask on the plane and then
then
you have someone else, like whether it's a flight attendant trying to enforce the rules or you've just got like Officer Karen in another row that's pointing out to a flight attendant that someone's not wearing a mask. When my husband and I went on our honeymoon to Costa Rica, I kid you not, I had my mask on and I like lowered it for a quick second to grab something to eat, and this guy behind us tapped me on the shoulder and goes like this, put your mask on. And he's like telling me, I'm like, dude, can I not get a snack? You're touching me. You're the one breaking the rules. I thought my husband was gonna fight on a plane. It was not
see
good.
You would have been part of the problem.
Yes. Because I wanted to eat some kettle corn or trail mix.
I thought you were. Well, see, I haven't flown since the pandemic because everything I hear about it is a nightmare. And there's always seems to be fights. Plus, I have nowhere to go anymore. That's a good thing. I don't want to travel anymore. I just go from here to San Diego. And now I fly Jack back. By the way, we're going to do that $4.99 thing. You know that?
The pass.
14. He's got to be 14.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. They don't do unaccompanied minor, and you have to be 14, which sucks.
How old is he?
He's going to be 13 in June.
Maybe you can call.
Yeah, that's what. Well, I mean,
manager.
I don't see a problem with it. I mean, he's, you know, he's like 8 feet tall. Like, what is going to happen? He's so huge. He doesn't even fly unaccompanied minor now. He just gets on the airplane.
Get a fake ID. I bet you can do that.
Well,
I bet you can get a fake ID for a 13-year-old.
He's totally a size. Well, that's about the age when you're supposed to get one anyways. That's
true.
Today, a ruling came down, and we will get to keep one of the great music artists of our time.
Ed Sheeran gave a micro concert for the jury. He had a guitar, he sang, and he tried to say that Thinking Out Loud and Let's Get It On are both based on a four-chord progression that's common in popular music. In fact, his attorneys played this rather humorous mashup video they got off YouTube of some British comedians playing like 100 songs in a row seamlessly that use the same four-chord progression.
So no win for the man that was the co-writer with Marvin Gaye, who Marvin Gaye's family was not involved in this one.
What's this co-writer about? Is he trying to be relevant?
Well, like, he's no longer alive. He's
oh,
no longer,
good.
That's how irrelevant he is in this. But he is out.
Really trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, he's that's how good he is. He's dead. But his family sued. This and wait, it sounded like it was this. Ed Sheeran speaking.
I'm obviously very happy with the outcome of the case, and it looks like I'm not having to retire from my day job after all. But at the same time, I'm unbelievably frustrated that baseless claims like this are allowed to go to court at all.
Yeah, so because he's he threatened. He said, if I lose this, I am never going to perform again. I'm done.
And that, I mean, good for him. You know, I'm. There's a lot of talk involved with that, and who knows if he would have really done that. But still, I would be annoyed, too. It's like, we all talked about it while we were, like, you know, preparing for the show. It's music. There's however many chords. Like, there's going to be, God forbid, AI gets involved in music.
Which is coming.
And what's going to happen, and everybody's music's going to sound the same. But I will plug that I once saw Ed Sheeran when he opened for Taylor Swift, and he was, like, almost a nobody then. And it was so cool to see him in that realm and where
Taylor
he is today.
Swift. How was the Swiftie concert?
Oh my gosh, remember when I joined the show?
You did.
Oh, so because I was on another level.
Was it great? Was it everything that the $5,000 was cracked up to
me? First of all, I got it with my Ticketmaster pre-sale fan account, and I drugged through the trenches to get those tickets, so they weren't crazy expensive. And yes, every little bit of it was worth it, and me and my sister and sister-in-law are trying to figure out how we can go again. It was so good.
Where is she performing around, anywhere around here?
L.A. She's got 5 nights in L.A. at the end of August or beginning of August. She's wrapping
up. Oh, my God.
Up.
I wonder what that's going
to
cost.
Back to back. No, I keep looking, and nosebleeds for one ticket is like about $1,000. And by nosebleeds, they're all in stadiums, so they're like super big concerts, so you still see everything.
It's at SoFi.
Correct.
Wow. So she sold out 5 nights in a row there, huh?
Yes. She's every one of her stadiums, she's 2 nights at least in each stadium. So she was 2 nights in Glendale, 2 nights in San Antonio, wherever. And some of the stadiums, she's got multiple. So it's like 65,000 shows or people at each show.
Did you like when she dove into the water? Was that cool?
Yeah, it was. I went the first night of the entire tour. So everything was a surprise. I get to say I saw her first. That means I'm the biggest Taylor.
And who's seen her first here first?
Get out of here.
When she sang for me and like 3 other people before the Tim McGraw song was ever out, and she was a... She
Why didn't
like a,
I know this?
Because.
This seems like something you should have told me.
Well, you know, I didn't know you were such a Swiftie till that day. Now that I know you're a Swiftie, my goodness me.
We're going to need to discuss this further.
We'll probably do that a little bit. Ali Pardee is in for the one and only Gatos. He'll be back next week. He is slumming it somewhere. We're not quite sure where that's at, but I'm sure he's okay. It is the Gatos and Chad Show.